Yeah.
Like, and then I go to bed or something, and then I think,
Oh, never dump an ashtray before bed.
I'll pour water in there.
Oh, yeah.
I always pour coffee into the garbage can at the end of the day.
Yeah, never dump an ashtray before
bed. I figured the studio's going to be, I'm going to get home and on the 6 o'clock news, and WRAF Studios burned up yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the smoke was billowing down the hallway, and then everyone that kept coming in was like, what's going on? Is there a fire in there?
Actually, it was
like,
nice.
Yeah, we're all doing okay, by the way.
At least
thanks for asking. Thanks for asking about the victims.
Wouldn't it have been something if the sprinklers all had gone on? All the webcams, everything.
Hey, like one of your farts.
I'm surprised they didn't.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm surprised I'm still working, to be honest. I should be making, like, triple pay for working with smoke inhalation.
We should have an oxygen tank in here. Really should.
It was pretty serious, and yet you wouldn't have even noticed. The broadcast was seamless. Nobody let it affect the program, even though there was virtually no concern for the victims. Everybody wants to know, what's going on? Who did it?
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Well, anyway.
It was handled quickly.
Bad. Yeah, it was. Well, I sprung into action. I had no choice.
Joy, I thought, was critical, ultimately, bringing the pitcher of water.
Is Joe okay?
Well, Joe, what about Joe?
Joe would be okay, except that he set his wallet down and somebody spent, a good hour of the show this morning making vile pictures to stick in all his, he doesn't have pictures in all those compartments in his wallet. So
yes.
Mike Walters, it might have been Mike Walters, decided that they should spend time making virtually repulsive pictures of nude men who appear to be holding Joey's license in the picture.
Yeah.
Because there's a picture of Joey's license, like, right next to this nude guy who's stroking himself.
Oh, big erection. That's the thing. It's like erection picture after erection. To which I say, who has the collection of erections?
It was in his wallet. I'm assuming they're just Joe's.
I mean, somebody's been out at a website and grabbing and saving men in the throes of ecstasy.
Somebody's got a pretty nice collection around here, that's for sure.
Do anything.
But in all honesty, that's pretty tame, because what's been going on lately around here is people leave their Facebook page open and then we'll leave a room.
Yeah, boy.
And immediately,
Sarah has been
nailed probably 10 times with this. Joe, Gina, everyone. Someone will immediately.
Is she okay, by the way?
Yeah, she's okay.
Oh, good.
Someone will pop on and just write, we'll start writing.
As soon as I make sure she's okay, I'll get to that.
Yeah, she's fine. Someone will start posting on their site, like, what are you up to? They're like, an update. It'll be like, ooh, just got back from the bathroom, fourth time today with vicious diarrhea. And it just gets worse and worse. In fact, we printed some of them.
How do the people respond by those? They're like, oh, gross!
People do that, and they
say, I asked!
I don't want to be your friend anymore. I swear to God, we've seen something like that.
Oh, Jim. How convenient. Here.
Just when I... Well, here. Drew, I'll let you read it. Start with the top. That's what people...
Okay.
That's what we started.
Let's see what someone has done to Sarah, our intern. My God, this is terrible. Did somebody from the sales side just sneak in and attack her computer when we're all here working hard on the show?
Must be. Oh, yeah.
Or is it somebody from the news department? I know there's an awful lot of interns over there.
When is she going to realize to not leave her Facebook opened up live on the path?
Sarah. Just when I thought my gassy diarrhea cleared up, it hit me hard today. I was trying to get breakfast. Anyone have an extra pair of pants?
How many people does that go to when you type that in?
Oh, all our friends.
All our friends.
How many? Parents, family. A couple hundred, right?
At least.
Ugh, Mark and Mike are never going to want to have a three-way with me today.
Oh, man.
I guess I'll have to do something else for $1 million.
No. That's great.
Let's see. And then the comments. Jim Bentley at 1010. Oh, boy, Sarah, clean it up, literally. Some things just don't belong on Facebook. Joey Marasso. Joey actually responded to this. He wasn't here at work that day. Sorry, Sarah, no pants, but GD, this has been going on for 3 weeks now. Jim Bentley, just 3 minutes later. If diarrheaing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Mike Walters. It's amazing that the whole show was on her Facebook
responding.
Page.
Concerned about her, Drew. It's just concern.
Well, that's what you should be instead of worrying about who did it. All right, girl, we get it already. I think you'd be bringing diapers to work on a daily basis by now. Good luck with that. And then Joey again, 3 minutes later. Sarah, this bleep is getting out of hand. You need to take care of this before Clark finds out. Jim Bentley, is that why my big boy Slim Jim tasted? Jim, that's disgusting. Jeez.
Here's, you know, our other intern, Chris. That one was, Chris left his Facebook open one day, and it's crazy.
Chris, man, man, oh, man, whew, I just got off the toilet, and boy, I have a wicked case of diableeping-ria. Ugh, it was all black and tarry and stringy.
Oh, Chris wrote that.
Chris did, obviously. He posted this.
God, he really wants to write this specifically about it?
Yeah, they're password protected. It's not like someone who wrote on.
I just took 38 Imodium.
That's scary. That was in somebody's head.
It was that bad. Uh-oh. I just sharted. Damn you, Imodium. Today's going to be a long, fart-filled, diarrhea-spewing day. Anyone want to smell my underwear?
Oh, God.
Jim Bentley, you're on Chris's page. You must be on Facebook all the time. Crazy. Keep it to yourself, Filar. Gross. Facebook isn't supposed to be used as your diary. No one wants to know what your Rhea looks like. This is a new low for you. Worse than blaming all your farts on Walters and me. And then there's Chris. I just blamed another fart on Walters, by the way, and he's not anywhere near me. I'm in the bathroom at a 7-Eleven in Ferndale, blowing Rhea chunks all over the walls.
Oh, jeez.
Then I'm going to break the light switch so the next person to walk in won't know what they're about to sit on. It's going to be all over some girl's butt and thighs. I drank a bleep ton of water today, so I'm all hydrated and ready to diarrhea all over the place. Woohoo! Then Catherine somebody, who does not work here, writes, seriously, you're about to no longer be my friend. Then someone else, I should delete you as my friend just by virtue. Maria, gross! I almost puked as I was reading this disaster. These are priceless seconds I will never get back. Jim Bentley, your middle name is Alice? That makes sense. Anyway, good luck with your mission today, and may God have mercy on your soul. Wow, don't leave your Facebook page open around here. Woo!
Man, oh man.
Oh, Mark Fellhauer left his open?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I would think he would know better.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote it.
He wrote on his own?
Yeah, he wrote that on his own. Rough day one day.
Yeah, it's my Facebook.
This, you really wrote? No, you didn't write this.
Come on.
Mark Fellhauer, it's crazy. I just sat down to get some much-needed work done, and what do you know? Guess what came a-knocking on my sphincter door? Isn't there anything else these Facebook schemers could come up with? Let's see. What do you know? Guess what came a-knocking on my sphincter door? Yep, you guessed it. Dia-bleeping frickin' Rhea.
Why is it always diarrhea? Yeah.
Round 9. Can't you hear me knocking? Round 9. Ding, ding, ding. Fight! I'll be back in a few. Otherwise, I'm going to mess my jorts, jean shorts. Boy, you guys are really creative. Again, P.S. I love Michigan State. Wolverines blow. I'm pretending to poop on the big house. Jim Bentley, again, you're on everyone's face page minutes after this disaster.
I just happened to be on.
The world is an evil place, Mark. The sooner you learn that, the sooner your Rhea will be absorbed by your body.
Oh.
You should be back to solid movements in no time. Then Mark, back checking back in from the bathroom, probably. Oh, off to the bathroom for another vicious round of Rhea. Wish me luck. That makes 8 trips and counting this AM. Each one a little stinkier than the last.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, Walter's gross. Still looking as hot as ever in those shorts.
I love the idea that somebody who has really bad diarrhea has time to sit down, log into the computer, and write about it.
Oh, wait, who's Jeannie? Jeannie?
Oh, a friend.
A friend happens to pop in. Oh, wow. Chris, the intern. You show that turd who's boss. Then Jim Bentley. There he is back again. You're about as smart as... Oh, Jim. Can't read that. Corky's a sharp guy. Stop it. Mark. Mark Bellhauer back posting again. Damn, I know better than leave myself logged... Oh. as if.
Yeah.
Mark regretting his comments, obviously. Anyway, that's what happens when you leave your Facebook page open around here.
Oh, hey, you should, man.
Can we, I guess we can't post the pictures of him putting Joey's wallet. Where's Joey, by the way? Is he still recovering from his wallet? Or from, is he getting treatment for smoke inhalation?
No, he's all right.
Because if he is, I want to find out. I should get treated, too, during the commercial break.
No. Man.
Where's the Larry King gaff? Actually, I don't even know if you can call it a gaff. Oh, my God.
Anymore. It's just a commonplace with him.
I know.
It's not even really a gaff.